This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana, a spirited discussion between Faye Williams and Scott Wilfong. And we apologize, we've got a flurry of emails, and we were unable to get to them because of the fact that we had so many people calling. And when you call, you go first in line, because that's the way it is. It is a talk show, and this is important that we get people on the air to talk, and that's what we endeavor to do. And we appreciate your interest, and got so many emails that maybe at some point this week we can read them, but obviously a lot of them related to what Mr. Wilfong said. And Scott, who's a seasoned Republican political consultant, I think in his heart of hearts probably knows he made a faux pas, but in this day and age, the new Trump mantra is to never acknowledge a mistake, and so there we are. 877-217-5757 is your number. We're joined now by Terry Chaney. She's the author of the New York Times bestseller Manic, a memoir translated into 8 foreign languages. Her New York Times essay about bipolar dating was the inspiration for Anne Hathaway's portrayal on the acclaimed series Modern Love. And Terry's writings and commentary about mental illness have been featured in the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, the Huffington Post, NPR, and countless articles and blogs. Her latest work is Modern Madness, an Owner's Manual. And good morning to you, Terry.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, and I think you're joining us from the West Coast, where things are quite interesting as we speak.
Very scary. I would rather be in Louisiana. Plus, I love Louisiana.
Well, what does it look like when you peer out your window today?
It looks very overcast and gray. Not quite as bad as it's been. It doesn't have that orange tinge, but it's still pretty scary.
And you're in the Los Angeles area, correct?
Yeah, I'm fortunate that we haven't had really bad fires in my area.
Well, you are somebody who has taken on a subject that many shy away from. Bipolar disorder is common. It's not something that is unusual, but many people don't want to talk about it. And, of course, there are many people who have it, and we never know it. But you have fought with your own issues, and have been forthcoming about that. And in this day, with all the uncertainty and all the things that are happening in our world that are shaking the foundations of who we are and how we live, this kind of discussion, I think, is important. What about your personal experience compelled you to talk about this subject that is taboo for some?
Well, I spent most of my adult life and childhood hiding out. I didn't tell anyone about my illness except my doctors, and I was a successful entertainment lawyer, so that meant literally hiding out under my desk sometimes when I was depressed. I just thought if I told anyone, I would be fired or ostracized. I'd never work again. But the depression got so bad and the hiding became so difficult that I just started writing about it, and 7 years later realized I had a book in me, and that was Manic.
Now, manic depression is like any other malady. It affects people in different ways. We know people who go into overdrive and then have these big crashes, but a lot of people don't have that happen. How do they keep it under control?
Well, I think that medication is very important for anyone with bipolar disorder, whether you have bipolar 1, which is the more severe kind that we think of with the extreme mania, or bipolar 2, which has lesser mania and periods of depression. Medication is so valuable, and it really is, it's essential. It's a brain illness. It's a physical illness, so you need to treat it as such.
Well, she is a person, Terry Chaney is, who knows this issue quite well, a member of the board of directors of the Sachs Institute for Mental Health, Law, Policy, and Ethics at USC, and she is also an honorary member of the International Bipolar Foundation. 877-217-5757 is your number. Now, these incidents are such that quite often they cost people relationships, they cost them jobs. And it's something that is rare in most cases, but when people have these episodes, it's hard to get past that sometimes, isn't it?
It can be very difficult. That's why I've written Modern Madness, to appeal to not only people with a diagnosis, but those who love and care for them. because family members and friends can be so incredibly supportive and helpful. You don't always realize when you're manic, for example, how you're behaving. You just don't have a good memory of it. And having someone around who knows your illness can really support you in that.
Anne Hathaway, who played you memorably, says Terry Chaney's unflinching commitment to telling her own truth on her own terms moved me into a new place of compassion. Hers is an unparalleled and deeply necessary voice. Is there a stigma to people who have bipolar disease?
There's a continuing stigma. I think it's less than when I first came out of the closet back in 2008. I think we're talking about it more. Just our conversation right now is lessening the stigma as we speak. The more we talk about it, the more people who disclose that they have mental illness, the better it's going to get. And I actually think that COVID-19 is going to have some positive effects on stigma, in that people are experiencing firsthand what it's like to be depressed and anxious and the sort of feelings that we with mental illness live with every day. I think there will be more compassion and awareness of the fact that mental health is like physical health. You need it to survive.
Here is a passage from Modern Madness from our guest, Terry Chaney. I was sitting next to Michael Jackson, admiring his feet. Michael Jackson had surprisingly big feet, farm boy feet, with some heft to them. I was mesmerized. I kept picturing him defying the laws of gravity and motion, sliding up and back and off the floor like he was wearing invisible ice skates with wings. Looking back, there was indeed something extraordinary in that room, only it had nothing to do with Michael Jackson's feet. It was the mere fact that I was sitting there as one of his attorneys representing him in a big, messy lawsuit involving one of the most successful albums of all time. That was me, all right, counselor to the stars, the voice of reason and restraint in a gray Armani suit and a gorgeous white silk shirt I'd bought especially for the deposition because it had these long French elegant cuffs which would just about hide the virulent red slashes across my wrists I'd acquired from a recent suicide attempt. Talk about revealing. Not many people would go there. You're a very brave person, Terry.
Thank you. I have to tell you, it doesn't feel like courage to me. It feels absolutely necessary to talk about my illness, because otherwise I would be all alone with it. And the worst thing you can feel when you have a mental illness is that you're all alone, and you're not. So many people suffer. 1 in 5 Americans is on a psychiatric medication.
1 in 5.
20, correct.
20% of the country.
You got it.
Does medication usually work?
Medication is tricky. It can have side effects, and you need to work very closely with your doctor to get just the right cocktail, we call it. But yes, I'm living proof that it can work, and it can completely change your life.
What about people who feel like they're doing well and don't need their medication and then get off it and potentially have a problem?
Well, that's a particularly sore subject with me. I'm very big on medication compliance because I think it's the last best hope. It's become a stereotype, and it's very stigmatic. So I resent that people are often accused of being off their medication when simply the medication isn't working right, and you just need to keep fine-tuning it.
Has the medication improved?
I think it has. I think also our knowledge of the illness has improved, and that's made a big difference in how we treat bipolar disorder.
Is this 80%, 90% a physical disorder, or is it a combination?
I say it's 100% a physical disorder. When I'm depressed, I am paralyzed. My will, my spirit, my body. It's very physical, and it is a chemical imbalance in your brain. So you wouldn't tell Stephen Hawking, for example, to just get up out of your chair, the same way you shouldn't tell someone who's depressed to, you know, just snap out of it, just go exercise or eat more blueberries. It's definitely a physical illness.
For those listening who may say some of this applies to me, what would you say?
I would suspect that many people out there are feeling that this applies to you. And I think that there is hope for the future. As I said, I think that we're going to emerge from these times with greater awareness, greater understanding, and hopefully the sense that mental illness is a part of daily life that needs to be addressed, just like physical health.
The book is Modern Madness from Terry Chaney. And the organizations that are involved in this, and there are many, are listed with phone numbers, websites. It's an important book for many, many reasons. But you have been successful, writer, attorney. You've had success, and you've done it with this in your life. How have you done it, Terry?
I actually think that bipolar disorder has contributed to my success. There's a very high correlation between bipolar and creativity and intelligence. So I'm one of the people that can say I'm glad that I'm bipolar in many ways.
Well, congratulations for your success and for your tenacity. The book is Modern Madness from Terry Chaney. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Signature support for Talk Louisiana is from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services. Until tomorrow, for Matt Doyle, I'm Jim Inkster. Stay safe and stay tuned.